You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. A series of fast-moving fires swept through parts of Calaveras and Tuolumne counties last week. The TCU September Lightning Complex was first reported September 2nd and quickly grew. 21 fires were sparked in less than 24 hours when an intense summer storm swept through the Sierra Nevada. More than 9,000 lightning strikes were reported. Evacuations were ordered for some historic Gold Country towns, with the majority of damage reported in Chinese Camp in Tuolumne County. Closer to home, the town of Murphy's in Calaveras County seemed to escape relatively unscathed. Evacuation orders were lifted Friday afternoon for the village, known as a tourist destination of Foothills charm, offering a mix of gold rush history, a wine scene, and access to natural public land attractions like Calaveras Big Tree State Park and Mercer Caverns. In a moment, we're going to check in on the town of Murphy's and see how people are doing up there following a relatively cool weekend. But first, we're going to start with an update from CAL FIRE. Brent Pasqua is a battalion chief. Welcome.
Hi, Vicky. Thank you.
So what is the latest update on the TCU September Lightning Complex?
So the latest up here is we have 72% containment on all 21 fires, just sitting under 14,000 acres, 13,966 to be exact.
You're currently up there now. What does it look like? Help give us a visual.
Right now, it looks really good. Firefighters had made good progress all weekend. And so it was really nice to see those evacuation orders lifted and get people home.
How long do you expect activity to continue in the area? Is there an estimate on when you can reach containment?
I don't have an estimate, but the weather outlook looks promising. We do have some more storms coming in later this week, but with a lot more moisture and precipitation with them this time.
What would you like people to know about the unique conditions and terrain at play in Calaveras and Tuolumne counties?
Yeah, the roads up here are very windy. There's a lot of tourists that like to enjoy coming up here, and there's a lot of equipment still here. So if you're going to be driving in the area, just pay attention and really slow down.
How common are lightning fires like this?
You know, it depends. If the storm comes through and there's little to no rain, it can be very common, like we saw last week. But a lot of times it'll have enough rain to at least put the fire out.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about thousands of lightning strikes in a very short window that sparked 21 fires in less than 24 hours. How does that strain resources, fire resources?
Yeah, it's extremely straining because it was over such a large geographical area. They didn't experience it here just in Tuolumne and Calaveras counties, but also in Fresno and down in Merced, Madera area as well, there was fire starting. So resources were stretched quite thin.
Yeah. Finally, you mentioned that there is some active weather that's forecast in parts of the area on Tuesday and Wednesday. If people are making plans to visit the area in Calaveras County, Tuolumne County, you know, Yosemite is located there. Do you expect to see more activity like this? What would you like people to know before they head that way?
Well, right now it's forecasted to bring more rain and the humidity is going to be up a lot more than it was before. So the fire conditions aren't as extreme as they were last week when we saw the fire start. So if people are coming up here again, the number one thing is just slow down and watch for the crews that are up here, making sure this fire's out and helping people recover.
Brent Pasqua is a battalion chief with CAL FIRE. Thank you for the time.
You're very welcome.
You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio, and if you're just joining us, we're getting an update on the TCU September Lightning Fire Complex. We're going to bring in a few more voices from the region. Martin Huberty is a Calaveras County Supervisor and Executive Director of the Visitors Bureau, and Danielle Kushner is the Director of Sales and Marketing at Ironstone Vineyards, which saw one of the fires come excruciatingly close to their property. Welcome.
Thank you, Vicky. It's good to meet you.
Well, Martin, I want to start with you. When did you first learn about these fires? If you can kind of play back how those 24 hours or the initial hours unfolded for you.
Thank you. Honestly, it was watch duty. The app watch duty. I was down in Angel's Camp, which is about 9 miles away from Murphy's. And the minute I got the alert, I drove up to Murphy's. I actually stopped along the grade road to check on a couple of my constituents who I thought were close to the fire, and they were, but actually the fire was moving north. And so then I ended up going into town.
Yeah. Battalion Chief Pasqua talked about the windy roads. If you can just help listeners better understand, what is traveling through Calaveras County like, especially at times when people need to evacuate?
Well, it's our natural beauty, really, that attracts people here. And as you were saying, the big trees and what have you, the state park is amazing. But it is, you do have to really be watching the road. We do have a lot of roads that are very circuitous. The one that the fire was on, 6 Mile Road, is very circuitous. And actually, having done a tour of the area, just after they were able to get some sort of containment on the fire, I was amazed at how you'd go around one bend and everything looked perfectly normal. You'd go around another bend and it looked like, you know, the apocalypse had happened.
Yeah. You were able to do a tour of the area after the evacuation orders were lifted. What did you see? What does it look like?
Well, that's actually when they had a handle on it. And it was our CAL FIRE chief, Chief Cashy, our OES director, Eric Holt, our CEO, and I went with Supervisor Fallendorf, who's District 4, which were the Copperopolis fires. So we covered all the fires and we were able to tour everything. I was so impressed by what CAL FIRE was able to do, and I'm sure Daniel will speak to it as far as the fire burning right up to Ironstone. What impressed me more than anything were the properties, homes and commercial buildings themselves who had done their defensible space, who'd actually done the work to try and contain the fire, and it worked. It really worked.
Right, because, I mean, your county lives with the risk of wildfires. Is it different when it's a lightning fire, when it's a series of lightning strikes and you have many wildfires that are sparked in such a short time period?
Chief Cashy, who gave us the tour, said in his 18 years at CAL FIRE, he'd never seen anything like this. And it was 21 fires and they had 19 engines. And I was told, you said earlier it was 24 hours. I was under the impression that those fires started within 8 hours of each other. So it was all at once. And I just can't commend them enough for being able to juggle the equipment and the people. And, you know, we also had local people. I know the Tanner family was out with their bulldozer and making a difference. So, yeah, I mean, just you can't say enough about the people who put this out.
Daniel, I want to turn to you now. Tell us a little bit about Ironstone Vineyards.
Well, we are a destination winery here in Calaveras County, where obviously, you know, winemaking is our primary business, but we also host large concerts, you know, 8 to 10 concerts or so per year. We've got an amphitheater of about, that'll hold about 7,000, 8,000 people. The world's largest gold leaf specimen also lives here. And so as we like to say, you come for the wine, but you stay for the day.
Yeah, I've been. It's a beautiful property and venue. It's kind of like the gateway into the town of Murphy's. You can't miss it when you're going into town. Can you walk us through what you saw and what Ironstone Vineyards did on September 2nd following these fires?
Well, I was here in the office, and you know, our building's about, it's a seven-story building, and I was down on the third story. And there had been lightning, you know, that I had seen coming down the hill into work, and that ended up being the lightning that, you know, started the fires out like by Milton Road. And I was, you know, at work maybe 30 minutes, and all of a sudden it felt like there was a lightning bolt that just struck on the building. I mean, it felt eerily close. And you know, pretty soon after that, I started getting the watch duty alerts, and it was like the fire jumped from 10 acres to 100 acres in what seemed like 15 minutes. And so, you know, we were evacuated here, but the fire, you know, the fire departments, multiple fire departments came in, it's my understanding. They acted extremely quickly. And it's just, we have so much gratitude, and I'm just in awe of how all the structures that I could see that, you know, the fire will go right up to them, and they were able to save all the structures. But it certainly was a scary 24 hours for us.
I mean, you have a long history in Calaveras County. Has Ironstone Vineyards been through something like this before?
Well, I've been here 8 years. There have been fires that have, been scary moments, but never this close that I know. not to where, you know, the fire line is like 150 feet from one of the structures on the property. I mean, it was scary close. And like I said, there are fires here all the time. It happens, but never this close that I know of.
And Martin really cited the work done by Ironstone, you know, the defensible space in general. What kind of preparation do you do in the months leading up to peak wildfire season?
Well, you know, that would be a question more for the people that do work the land here, as you know, I'm more in the office, but they do work around there's nonstop work here to be done on the property. I mean, the property is 1100 acres, and in order to maintain it and make sure that we're prepared for these type of things, they're constantly, you know, mowing, bulldozing, clearing weeds, clearing space, you know, so there's a ton of work to be done, and it, you know, it's almost like a full-time job around the clock to be prepared in the case that something like this would happen.
Yeah, Martin, I want to bring you back in. You have this county view. Ironstone Vineyards, as was just laid out, 1,100 acres. It is a large property. It's kind of when you're going into the town of Murphy's. How critical is it for properties like this to be up on wildfire mitigation and defensible space?
It's everything. It's everything. You know, people that come to Calaveras County come for our natural beauty, but also for our wine tasting. And, you know, Mark Twain put this county on the map, and Ironstone put Murphy's on the map. And ultimately, they are the jewels of our county, and we need to protect them. I was so impressed, number one, by the amount of work that had been done for defensible space. But also, I just want to add how town. I mean, when we evacuated town, the composure and the preparedness that people had in just closing up shop and getting out of the way to let our first responders do what they needed to do.
And you're also with the Visitors Bureau. Tourism is big. You want it in Calaveras County. What should people know if they're planning to come up this weekend?
They need to come and celebrate Train on Friday night here at Ironstone Vineyards. We're really looking forward to it. We did actually the sheriff allowed us to do our music in the park on Friday night, and the outpouring of was just tremendous. And then we also had, it's events that bring people here. So yeah, definitely come on down. We're open for business and we'd love to see everybody.
Yeah, Daniel, I mean, you have some big acts and performers that go to Ironstone Vineyards. It's a great excuse to take in the town of Murphy. So you're still planning on having the summer concert this weekend?
We sure are. Train is coming. They'll be here. It's going to be a fantastic concert. The weather has cooled down a bit, so it's going to be just perfect out there in the amphitheater. And then following up in a week and a couple of days, a Beatle is coming to town. We've got Ringo Starr coming into town to play here too. So, and then we have, of course, our antique car show that we host every year for charity. We'll have 400 plus antique cars out on the lawn. So it's an action-packed September. Obviously, we wouldn't be able to do it without our incredible, you know, firefighting and you know, fire mitigation people. And we just feel so lucky that we can keep doing it.
Yeah. I mean, Martin, of course, like first and foremost, people being safe. But once evacuation orders are lifted, once you have a better idea of this wildfire and the work being done to contain it, how important is messaging for tourism? Like, how quickly do you want to get the word out that people could return? You know, because people did. It was a strong showing even this last weekend.
Yeah. You know what? That's such a good point, Vicky, because what I would love to say is there was a point in which there wasn't a lot of information coming out and people started to get a little bit angry. But what I really want to be able to say is people need to be patient. Ultimately, in this digital age, we can get the information out as quickly as possible. But if you aren't getting that information immediately, it means that they honestly were just fighting the fire and trying to, and it was tense there for a minute. And ultimately, we, you know, after doing the tour, I was able to put out a post, you know, bringing everybody up to date. You know, just everybody needs to stay diligent. Fire season's not over. We need to be, you know, continuing to as I say, be diligent and know what's going on and always look to the first responders and the experts to give you the opinion.
Yeah, that's a great point, because historically, the largest and most destructive wildfires are later into the year, in October, December, and as we saw in Los Angeles, in January at the start of the year. So that's such an important point. Have you learned any new lessons from this experience, Martin?
I would say, honestly, I was when I went to myself to pack up and pack up the cars, what have you, I'm dragging out huge boxes of photo albums and pictures. And I thought, you know what, in this digital age, maybe I'll just put everything digitally and just carry out a hard drive instead of having to pack all that stuff again.
Oh, like taking a video tour of like of the items you have.
You know, Vicky, that was so true. I mean, just as we were leaving the house, I thought, oh, for insurance purposes, if we actually end up losing the house, you need to just walk through and video everything because you cannot remember everything that's in your house.
How about you, Daniel? Were there any learning lessons from this experience?
Well, I think that the biggest learning lesson is that we need to stay prepared and make sure that we stay prepared, you know, as a property and, you know, and a business, but also just for the people in this town, you know, that live here. I mean, it was so quick and, you know, you would never imagine that it would be like, okay, I'm sitting at my desk and then 20 minutes later evacuate, you know, and so it was just a reminder to stay prepared and make sure that, you know, you're ready at all times. And that a lot of that is preparation in advance, you know, with like we talked about preparing the land and making sure that it's all safe for fires.
Daniel and Martin, thanks for taking the time. I'm happy things are going well up in Calaveras County in the town of Murphy's.
Thank you, Vicky. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks, Vicky.
Martin Huberty is a Calaveras County Supervisor and Executive Director of the Visitors Bureau. And Daniel Kushner is the Director of Sales and Marketing at Ironstone Vineyards, which saw one of the fires come excruciating close to their property. We've been talking about the TCU September Lightning Fire Complex, which ignited last week in Calaveras and Tuolumne counties. Still ahead, 130 years ago, the Folsom Powerhouse became one of the first plants in the country to provide modern electricity. We'll learn about upcoming events to mark this anniversary. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.